Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. What's going on, people? Brimstone here. I got my co-pilot, Zambo.
Hey-o.
And oh, thank heaven, number 27.
Oh,
yeah, man,
nice.
27. We're coming 27. Of age, man.
You know what's even funnier, too?
What?
This show airs on August 27th.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, jinx. Yell me a beer.
Mother. There's some in the back. Just go help yourself.
I'll take a root beer, please. A nice, delicious one.
Oh, a nice, refreshing, crisp
yes,
root
crisp
beer.
And delicious. Maybe like some sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
What do you like? Do you like root beer or sarsaparilla better? What's your go-to?
I like them both, but probably for two different things. Root beer from a nostalgia point of view, sarsaparilla for the taste.
So you like the sarsaparilla flavor better?
I'm going to probably say yeah to that, but then again, though, I don't have sarsaparilla as much.
Okay.
You know?
This is because it's not as readily available.
At least out here, where we are.
Yeah, well, where we are, and we'll get to that.
That's true.
But first, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you call it? First and foremost, I want to go backwards to last week, where we did mention that we are going to be doing a giveaway, and we have been doing a giveaway for Mane & Tail. What do you call it? We're doing the Hampton Classic.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you hit us up on all our social media. You can check out my personal social media, Zambo's, as well as
that
the Grindhouse Radio social media. Facebook is a great place to go. Facebook.com/The Grindhouse Radio is verified. You'll know it's us.
Yes.
So go there, check it out. I think there's going to be just a few more hours once this launches, all right, to get in. Am I correct?
We're ending it on... Yes, no, you're right. There is only a few more hours left. You're right.
Yeah, so as of airing of this episode.
Yeah, you have a few hours left, and tickets have been dwindling at a consistent rate.
Yes.
So better hurry up.
Free to enter, and you'll have an amazing day out east. If you're in the Long Island area, you definitely want to check it out, because let me tell you, the Hampton Classic, banging, banging, banging.
Jokes aside, giddy up, Buttercup. Enter the contest.
There you go. So...
Today's secret word is...
homeschool. Ah! I just love that stupid freaking sound.
Yeah,
anyway,
you do.
So I brought this up last week before we finished the show, all right? Homeschooling.
All right, you're right. Oh, my goodness.
I did bring it up. Some people, now, they invest in professionals who actually offer a better education to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however... then there are these mental midgets who have the brain capacity of a carrot who are trying to teach their kids the ABCs of life.
Hey, man, that's an insult to carrots.
It is true. It is so true. All right, I gotta say, what do you call it? And then we gotta have a discussion about this. But
yes.
I've gotta say, so my wife is in a bunch of the you know, girls groups and makeup groups and town mom groups and you name it. And so forth. And there are actually groups for homeschooling and everything.
I believe it.
How the hell? All right, now again, there's some people that need the homeschooling, whether they're a kid, you know, maybe they got picked on real bad or whatever. But again, still, that's still not necessarily a reason mm-hmm. to homeschool your kid, because they have to realize that going through life, there are going to be ups, there are going to be downs, there are going to be people that pick on you, there are going to be people that love you and hate you. It is life, mm-hmm. and it sucks, but you need to learn about it. You also need to learn how to have friends, how to make friends, how to share and care and so forth. So, you know,
there are groups, there's meetups and things like that. So it's like, you're not wrong when you say that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they do attempt. So,
they do.
Yeah, there's a little bit of each.
But it's a big difference, bro.
Oh, I'm not saying it isn't. I know people who have been private schooled. I know people who are in public school.
Right.
I don't know, honestly, anybody that I personally know who's been homeschooled. Well, I really do not.
I know a couple of people who do homeschooling.
Okay.
And I'm not going to even talk about them. I'm not addressing friends and family.
No, even though
they may or may not fit into what I'm about to say.
Remember, on the show, Brim is an equal opportunity offender.
And that's exactly. This is my
that's
space.
The Mel Brooks method.
I bite my tongue half the time on GHR because I don't want to get anybody upset or offended.
Yeah.
But within Brimskin, bro, that's my time. This is my space. So the fact of the matter is, you know, I absolutely think that unless you are in the public eye mm-hmm. and you need to be homeschooled for a reason, or you need to be homeschooled because you're on set for a good portion mm-hmm. of the day and so forth, that's a reason for me to think, all right, they should be homeschooled.
Yeah.
All right. Now, and again, other people have learning disabilities that they need to be homeschooled and so forth.
Yeah,
but if you
have in a special environment.
Exactly. But there are some parents who are seriously hella not good enough and intelligent enough to sit and start schooling their children. When you can mm-hmm. sit and write in these social media groups and every other word is spelled wrong, there, and there is a huge thing for me. If you don't know the difference, you sure as hell should not be homeschooling your child. Am I wrong?
No.
It's like, you know, hello, you know, how do you expect? And some of these people, they go as far as to actually building a classroom in their home with desks and so forth and a board and say, okay, once we're coming into this room, it is class and class begins and blah, blah, blah. And going to the library is their class trip.
Yeah.
And so it's like, bro, come on, man. It's different. It's not the same.
It's a whole other world.
But then they have meetups. Apparently these people have meetups. And they're like, all right, well, what do you call it? We'll meet up at so-and-so a park, and then all the kids will play together. Like, okay, I get it. That's cool. But it's not like the normal intimacy and
day-to-day socialization.
Interaction and social. Yeah. Exactly.
Day-to-day
the socialization you need. So in my personal opinion, it really grinds my gears when these idiots, and I'm not talking about the people that hire somebody that's smart, or they have, or they themselves have a teaching background.
Those that self-teach and don't do it correctly.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that really have that issue.
Exactly. And, yeah. and what I believe is, I mean, and what's crazy is they have the same curriculum that they have to follow, just like the public schools.
They do, but it's just they're doing it at home.
Right.
That's really the only difference.
But are they doing it correctly? You know what I'm saying? In my opinion, they lose a lot, and again, you know, like everybody has their reason, but you know, when you're you know not adept to actually teaching these poor kids,
yeah.
you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
I know this one person, all right, who has like an umpteenth amount of children, and they can't put two words together, and they're teaching them at home.
Whoop.
Okay, and all different ages, all in the same classroom. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I think it's ridiculous. But anyway, look, to each their own.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm judging from the outside looking in, and that is that. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Anyway, so apparently, moving along, there was a couple
mm-hmm.
that was having a very public breakup on a flight.
Interesting.
Now,
interesting.
Where that would be, you know, no such, you know, not a big deal or whatever,
yeah.
all right, it
they
was apparently very loud, and it was documented by a Twitter user who took pics and actually narrated the whole thing.
That is cool.
So, first of all.
But wait, did they get back together and join the Mile High Club by the end?
I don't want to ruin it.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, what do you call it? One, do you feel that it was right for her to have put their business out there?
The person who is
twittering,
the tweetering,
honestly, twattering, whatever you want to call it.
I'll admit, I'm a sucker for gossip.
So
I do get sucked into those little moments of, ooh, it's happening on a rooftop in the middle of Brooklyn.
Right.
It's gotta be funny. If you are having that much of a public breakdown, it is going to be publicized because it is in, well, the first part of the word, public.
Exactly. I agree.
It is what it is. You make it. You make with what you got, essentially. Like, so you got to expect that consequence.
Now, this guy was apparently like super cold too. Like he gave no its. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Gave no its whatsoever.
Not a single uck. Wow. Not
you know
even
what I mean?
Three about four.
No.
Good
nothing.
God.
So what do you call it? Now, what I'm thinking is now doing this in a public and pretty much entrapped environment. They were stuck in an airplane with them.
Yeah. That's probably the worst place to do that.
Yeah. Do you think that's? I think it's wrong. I think they should have kind of either kept it low to themselves instead of broadcasting it out to everybody to hear.
Yeah, they shouldn't have broadcast it, number one. Number two, it feels like that one episode from The Office where they had to travel from Pennsylvania to like upstate New York for one of their for one of Michael's like girlfriends, and like by the end of the trip they're like, we can't date anymore. And we've been together for like 3 months. Like, this is totally hot and heavy, and then it's just like, no.
So apparently first it went from, you know, he was like, I can't stand you, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, and no its were given. And then she was like crying and bawling and yelling and shrieking and what do you call it? And he still gave no its. And what do you call it? Then it was like a turn where she was like, you know, what does he have that I don't?
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
What does he have that I don't?
And it's like, well, clearly there's a little bit more.
So, yeah, so there might have been a little bit of sword fighting, a little bit of lightsaber action going on there.
A little bit of space docking, who knows?
It is possible. But then, by the end of it all, the two of them were making out on the plane.
Yep, that's so. So, in other words, just emotions were running high, they don't communicate, and that is the key to all relationships, is communication.
And that being said, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Border Hounds, Food Hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Olde Shopping Centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hi, this is Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island, and you're listening to my boy Brim.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
And we're back to Within Brim Skin, because that's where your children are listening to this, and they probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, you may want to turn that off. Or at least wait maybe like, you know, a couple of years and try it again.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, you know?
Just don't homeschool us on that.
I caught that.
Yeah.
And I was going to go in the same direction, which is good when we're here.
You're welcome.
It's very good.
I think we're both on the same level.
Yes,
at least today,
good.
You know?
Very good.
A little more on the chill side today, but I think I can match you a little bit.
Together.
There's gold in them Nar Hill.
There we go.
There he is.
So did you know that here on Long Island, and where is Long Island again?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Well, on Long Island, which is in New York, on the eastern seaboard of the United States, on the Western Hemisphere in North America, on this beautiful blue marble we call the planet Earth, and that's in our beautiful galaxy of which we call the Milky Way, in this wonderful thing we call the universe. Doot-doot.
He said Earth.
Earth. Yeah. Earth.
Earth. Earth. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's actually, now, every so often we go and look at these crazy houses that are out there and these mansions and, you know, from all over the country and that are like, wow, you know, this is available? What's going on here?
Yeah, like, hey, is this for sale?
Exactly. So right in our backyard, there's a mansion that actually inspired the East Egg in F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby. And it's here on Long Island, and up for sale on what we call the Gold Coast.
Oh, wow. It's really actually up for sale.
It's up for sale, and it's actually
About that mansion beforehand. I did not know that it's finally up for sale.
Oh, so I've known about
the mansion, but I did not know. I mean, I knew that that mansion was the inspiration for the Great Gatsby and the East Egg, West Egg discussion.
Yes.
But I did not know it was up for sale. Sorry.
So that's fine. That's good. So it's actually going for just under $14 million.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's not bad.
I could probably pull some change out of my couch.
That's what I'm talking about.
Pick that up by Friday, I think. What do you think?
maybe we can do something here.
Well, maybe I'll have enough over for a burrito too.
Check this out. So get this: more than 5 acres of waterfront property, 6-car garage, 8.5 bathrooms. 400 feet of sandy beach and nine fireplaces.
Mm.
What the hell are you going to do with 9 fireplaces?
You're an idiot.
There's 9 areas for s'mores. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right. You got a point there.
See?
All right.
However, though, I'm a little upset.
Why?
Not enough beachfront for me.
No? Come on.
Shy of 1 foot.
There we go.
Shy of 1 foot. I can't do it.
So if it was 401 feet, you'd be good.
Exactly. You show me a Lamborghini, but it only has 3 cup holders. I'm looking for 4. Sorry, pal.
Lamborghini doesn't even have 1 cup holder.
Well, guess what? Not my car.
There you go. Well, and kudos to you. Like, F that jazz. I'd rather have a
cup holder for my big gulp.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is America.
Yeah, no, not me. I've got my little Fiat now. And
listen, you're happy with it.
I love my... Oh,
it's
dude,
a nice car.
I love my freaking
car. Knocking the Fiat.
It's the Fiat 500L. Bro, like, it's not like the little tiny Fiats, but it's a nice. I am actually in love with the stupid car.
There you go.
I don't know why.
It's one of those things where it's like, it's the scenario of, I don't like this thing and I don't think I ever will. And then you finally do it and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I guess it's not that bad.
I enjoy it. I'm enjoying driving this freaking car.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Hey,
I'm just absolutely loving the goddamn
thing.
It's
fun. It's a new toy. Think about it like that. It's a new toy. You
want to
play with it a lot. So there you go.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to the mansion.
Yes. Go back to the
mansion. Can you imagine living there? Like, you and I could live there with our families and never see each other.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe once in a while.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why are you on my side of the house? This is my half bathroom. Get out of here.
This is my 1/8 of a 20 bathrooms. Yes.
This is an outrage and an insult to God. Good day, sir.
Well, apparently this place was sold last in, I think it was 2012, mm-hmm. for about $6.7
million. Aw, couldn't deal with the upkeep? Is that what? What's probably, your problem, huh?
Probably. But then they renovated the place.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And they originally put it back on the market in December of 2016 for $19.8 million.
Okay.
So the price has obviously dropped substantially since. But, like, how do you afford, like, $14 million? How do you afford $14 million? How many icks do you have to be sucking to get $14 million?
Well, first, here's the thing. You got to have the $14
million. Well.
Then the rest kind of comes in, you know, droves.
But after that $14 million, I mean, like, then it's upkeep.
Yeah.
Like, you, I know what it costs for my house. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And, like, forget, and you're not even talking about taxes.
No.
Taxes in that area have to be so high, on Long Island especially.
Long Island is one of the highest taxed areas in the United States. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You're paying all those school taxes. Damn it, you might as well homeschool the kids.
So true. So true. But you know what? With money like that, they're going to homeschool their kids anyway.
Yes. Ah!
Sorry, but it's true. It is absolutely true.
This is true. It is true.
Yeah.
So anyway, did you hear about that rogue seagull in the UK?
No.
Okay.
But did you hear about Bagel Boss getting arrested this morning?
Wait, hold on.
Yesterday
the Bagel
morning
Boss?
In this case?
Wait, the what? Really?
Yeah.
The guy?
The Bagel Boss guy.
Yeah!
Was arrested.
For what? What did he do?
I think it was like public disturbance or something like that.
Get out of here.
He was probably starting ish again.
Uh-huh.
And this time people were like, yeah, no, not having it. And hey, police, just come on. They were over in Suffolk County. They took him away in a cop car.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Details developing as of this recording, but yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Le who? The her.
That's very true. Anyway. Continue. I apologize. So I just wanted to at least get that out there. I'm like, no, but.
No, seriously, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm actually glad I know that.
No,
that
you're
is,
glad.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so this rogue seagull in the UK. Now,
yes.
If you weren't aware, mm-hmm. seagulls often prey on smaller birds' eggs since they're full of protein.
I thought it was a dumpster.
Seagulls do that.
Jim. Rats with wings.
Yeah, they are rats with wings. Yeah. They are, you know, but actually, no,
here.
The pigeons are rats with wings. These are like squirrels with.
No,
maybe not. All right.
No, they're about the same.
You know, some people don't even know what squirrels are.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
It is pretty wild.
I think that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so,
anyway,
you know, the eggs are full of protein. That's the same reason why we eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, this specific gull confused what to him looked like a couple of eggs in a nest, but in actuality was a poor guy's kibbles and bits, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Dude, I am so sorry for you. Like, oh,
this gets better. So the victim, a sleeping man, mm-hmm. Dozed on his patio nude when all of a sudden the bird apparently swooped down and with a bite of its beak ripped away his right testicle.
Testicules.
Oh, my God.
That's more than a game over. Oh.
So the guy woke up screaming in agony, watched as the bird flew away with one of his jewels in its yellow beak. All right, flying away. Obviously, the injury was not life-threatening, but
still,
I'm sure it bruised his ego.
Are you sure it just bruised it or did it rip away half of it?
I don't know, man. Authorities.
I'm still wincing, man. Hurry up.
Authorities actually said that this was a one-off event. I think that in the future it would be best to bathe with at least like a banana hammock on, or you know, especially
maybe a towel over yourself.
Yeah,
possibly, maybe. I don't know.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Yeah, please.
Oh, now that this bird has the taste of his nethers on its tongue,
well,
you know what I'm saying.
Now the bird has had taste of human flesh, so it can't be satiated and will forever be killing throughout his life.
Well, anyway, this story actually turned out to be a hoax.
Well, that's pretty funny.
But I thought it was funny, so you know, because I up until right before we came into the studio, I thought this was real, and then I found out that it was a hoax. But I thought it would be fun to discuss regardless.
Definitely.
So speaking about birds, though, I'm actually really freaking annoyed.
Really?
Yeah, my neighbor. So
what about it?
Like, I had complained to my neighbor that, you know, their tree was getting a little way too overgrown. So, you know,
okay.
Like, I'm legally not able to cut down, like, parts of the tree.
Well, yeah, because
it's their tree. It's on their property.
Of course.
It was leaning over my yard. yard. It's leading into the street. Like, and the place was like the enchanted tiki room. All right.
Really?
Yeah. Like so many birds, bats, squirrels, other wildlife in there. I mean, it was actually beautiful. You know, to hear you wake up in the morning and all you hear is, you know, the tweets and sounds of all different wildlife.
See, that's nice though.
It was very
nice.
Nice
little thing.
So I said to her, I said, if you could please just, you know, do me a favor. Get rid of the branches that are coming over just to clean it up a bit because because it was such a big ground for birds.
Yeah.
All the bird crap was getting all over the place.
Oh.
And it was all over my driveway, all over everything that was over there.
Oh, I see. It
including
a good chunk
the cars.
Of what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
So all I did was ask them to clip off, you know, and trim it.
Yeah.
Bro, we go out this morning and because we had to move the cars for them to do the trees.
Yeah.
And they took the whole goddamn tree down.
Oh my God.
They took the whole flipping tree down.
See, I didn't expect that.
Danielle was crying.
I'd be upset too.
Yeah,
I'd be like, come on, that's actually a really nice tree. Why'd you take it down?
I was upset. I mean, unless she was just completely didn't realize it and her whole yard was all full of
Maybe they, you know what? I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they looked and they're like, oh my God, this tree is actually causing problems.
Yeah.
We do have to take it down.
Yeah,
that is awful.
Yeah.
That sucks, but I would at least plant two to recover, in
maybe,
my opinion.
Yeah.
That's my kind of thought process.
And, I mean, they did the same thing, mm-hmm. what do you call it, with another tree that they had in their yard, which also came over our yard. And the people before them always clipped it and took care of it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was going over. I have a pond in my backyard.
Yes, yes.
So what do you call it? So it killed my fish. Because
right.
I told you that story a while
and all
ago.
The vegetation stuff going over to it. Yeah.
And I was away, and I couldn't get back and clean it in time.
Yeah.
So anyway, that being said, you know, they did it. They got rid of it, and they nixed that tree too.
Aww.
So now, like, I have all this extra sun in my yard because all I wanted was clean. But anyway,
that's not that bad though. Now you get more sun in the yard. Maybe you can have a small garden.
Yeah, well,
maybe you and Danielle can work on a small garden.
Not in my front yard.
No, in the back.
But this was the front yard. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Anyway, let's do
flower
this.
Garden.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
You can snatch one up right now until July 15th for only $2.99.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey, it's Bob Camp from Ren and Stimpy, and I'm here with Brim. Thanks for listening in, and remember, happy, happy, joy, joy, damn it.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
And And we're back to Within Brim Skin.
Hey.
So, did I ever tell you about the time
What's up?
Where I was so pissed off because for some reason I was having problems with my cell phone. I went to the freaking store.
Uh-huh.
I yelled at them because I kept saying, this is what's wrong with the phone.
Yeah.
And they're going, well, I don't know what's wrong with the phone. I'm telling you what's wrong with the phone. And I got so pissed, I grabbed the guy from over the counter, picked him up, and freaking jacked him through one of the freaking displays.
No.
It's false. No way. Not this time. We created it. Not this
You would shoehorn
time.
No, that one.
It never
not
happened.
This time.
It never happened.
It was completely and utterly fabricated.
Anyway, something that actually did happen was that one woman was so pissed off, so yeah. mad, so aggravated.
She did it.
Yes. That she, well,
oh, God, it
slightly
you.
Different. She had her T-Mobile service turned off, all right? And she was so mad that she drove through the local store. And she took the car, drove over the curb, and right through the whole freaking glass
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, that's really going to activate your T-Mobile service right then and there to some 9-to-5ers just getting minimum wage, helping other people upset like you.
And everybody was sitting there, though. They were in the store, and they were going, what the hell's going on? And you can hear them, like, the videos from
oh
the outside.
My God.
She gets out, and I believe she starts looting the store. Like, I can't see. Like, I watched the video, and I was kind of unclear with
yeah.
what was happening inside. But from what it sounded like is that she was looting the stuff from the store, and the people were like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What have you done? Like, it was
oh my
crazy.
God.
Can you imagine?
No.
I swear, I would have been like... I don't know what I would have done. If I was there.
I would have just been too in shock and I would have probably been laughing too hard.
It was funny.
Actually, I would have probably been laughing.
It was
no
funny.
No one got hurt. Great. Good. You just start looting the store after you crash in. I'm like, it's the middle of the day.
What are you doing? With your license plates out.
Yeah.
On camera.
Come on.
Like, stupid. Stupid.
Listen, police would be out of a job if we didn't have smart cars. So there you go.
I don't know. At the end of the day, I blame Canada.
Me too.
You know.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.
Anyway, so Boy. That was interesting.
Yes.
Strange news.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond. I don't know how I can't personally fathom and I can't understand mm-hmm. why this took place. Mm-hmm. But apparently, this past weekend. Here again in New York on the island.
Okay.
A 90-year-old man killed his 90-year-old wife in a murder-suicide.
Oh, okay. I actually read about this story. So,
okay.
I don't know if you did. Did you read into it or did you just see
I only
title?
Saw a small amount.
Okay.
I know that he shot his wife to death and
yes.
then he shot himself.
Yes. So, his wife was actually terminally ill.
Really?
And she was in extraordinary pain.
Okay.
They found... medical records and I believe a letter in regards to it, if I'm not mistaken, but please people correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
And he loved her and they loved each other very much. It was like
wow.
almost like the couple in Up. They were basically nearly inseparable.
Right.
And it's tragic, I'd hate to say it, but it is.
Ugh.
Where he's like, okay, well, I don't want to see the love of my life go through this pain anymore and I can't live without her.
I can appreciate that.
And I understand that.
But you shot your freaking wife instead of letting her die like that or figuring out a
it's
different
a lot.
Way.
It's a lot.
Shooting her to death?
It's a lot.
I would think that that hurts as well.
Come on. It's
man.
A lot. I'm not saying I agree with it, and I'm completely not like. I don't like it. Trust me. I don't like it.
I don't think you
it's
would.
It's not good.
No.
It's tragic romance. It's like a Romeo and Juliet situation. It's not, don't give me that.
But still,
don't.
Man, but still, I get it. I can
yeah.
appreciate the Romeo and Juliet thing, but bro, you're 90. First of all, you're 90. I hope to God
yeah.
that I live to be that old and older, okay?
Same.
And at the end of the day, you know, I've got to believe that, you know, there's other ways to go about that if you're going to do
yeah.
it. I mean, like, crap, man. So you're yeah. going to, like... Not only did you do it, and now you killed your wife. You love her, but you killed her with. But you blew mm-hmm. a hole through her, which anybody else who's related to you is now going to see. People have to clean up. People have to see that.
Yeah,
that is awful, man.
You just created a worse
That's
situation
awful,
out of even something out of something horrible.
Finding my mother the way they found my mother when she passed away,
yes.
which I have not necessarily spoken about. You know,
no, you really
but at the end of the day, it having to sit and identify in at her and see that was. god awful, man.
Oh, I believe
I don't
it.
Wish that on almost anybody.
Yeah,
okay,
I get there, you.
There's a certain amount of things that, as a child or as a family member or even as a human in general, you don't need to see, and that is one of them.
Yes.
And to see, to walk into a bloody freaking scene like that, disgustingly, I don't care what you were thinking, Romeo and Juliet-wise. I think that it's absolutely disgusting.
I'm not a fan. I'm not happy about it.
That, you can feel however you want about
oh,
it.
I know, but I personally agree with you on that. Like, it's something that you probably should have found another method of doing, maybe admitting her to a hospital or going to a state where they give you the right to die type of thing.
Like, do they do that anywhere?
There is assisted suicides, yes.
There is
doctor-assisted suicide. You have to be in very tight conditions where something similar for her would actually qualify for something like that. She would go there.
Mm-hmm.
She would, you know, accept the fact and speak with many of psychologists and psychiatrists, speak with the doctor who's doing it. And then it's like actually like a beautiful moment, kind of like putting down an animal that you've loved for many years.
What do they do? They walk in.
What's up, doc?
Basically, I mean, I've never been to a ceremony like that, so I can't tell you.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
If you're going to go, maybe a good place to be would be like, you know, Disney World or something. You know, like, to walk in, be like, all right, bitches.
Listen.
I'm here.
I'm going to die.
I'm here.
You know I'm going to die. Why don't you just take me to where the Walt Head is?
That's what I'm telling
take
you.
Take me to Walt Head and just inject me there. It won't escape the
That's what
this.
I'm talking about. Like, what in the ever-loving hell? Anyway, so
speaking
of killing themselves,
yes.
Now, this Uber driver
mm-hmm.
should actually drive himself off of a pier.
Oh, what's going on?
So apparently, a driver for Uber picked up a 15-year-old girl from a Sweet 16 party.
Oh, no.
All right. And rather than taking her home
mm-hmm.
to her intended location.
Yeah.
He attempted to bring her to his home in Brooklyn
yeah.
to sexually assault her.
Yeah.
Now, thankfully, the young girl, you know, used her, you know, smarticles. And
of course.
She quickly thought on her feet. She convinced the guy. She said, you know, hey, I got to use the restroom, you know, and she got him to stop at a bathroom at McDonald's. So once she got in there, she apparently locked the door and started calling the police.
Oh, good.
So thank God she got away. But like, bro, first of all, what the hell is going on in your mind, dude?
Also, you realize that when you're working as an Uber driver, they can track your every location.
Everything!
Right? So you doing something like that, number one, you can't. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're such an idiot. God damn, you're a fool.
That's what I'm saying. Like, aside
yeah.
from being stupid, like, you know, what did you expect? Like, I mean, first of all, I saw the guy. The guy looked like you know, this little string bean of a guy, which you know, mm-hmm. is less than intimidating. Where I'm assuming that the girl might have been able to handle herself regardless.
Probably.
And not saying that she should be put in that position, but at least you know it looked like the type of guy that she could probably handle herself with.
Maybe.
Which also goes to show how he was dumb enough to you know.
Yeah, that's not how you get somebody to like you.
No, no, no. And meanwhile, he was like 30-something. She's 15. So aside from the pedophilia going on, now you're taking a step to
kidnapping,
mm-hmm. and what do you call it? And this was your job. Mm-hmm. So now you're losing your job. You're losing everything.
And you're going to prison.
And you're going to prison, bro.
Yeah.
You're going to prison. And guess what? You know what? All the boys in there, they're going to treat you like you were going to treat the 15-year-old
They
girl.
Were.
Just
anything
not as,
that deals with kids,
yep.
good luck, kid.
Not as tenderly, though.
Nope.
You're going to be getting it from behind a
You're
lot.
You're
going to
be getting it on with Bubba.
You're going to be like, you ever go to those big barbecues? In the,
yeah.
Like we're going to be doing the Pig
Island?
Oh, a spit
roast, yes.
Yeah, they're going to be a spit roast. They're going to have them hung up from both ends. And is it going to have...
Show them the meaning to the term, I failed Dauer.
That's what I'm talking about. So he's going to... This guy is going to be... He's getting it, brah. He's getting it.
He's
that's,
done.
That's PC
he,
all the way.
He's
protective
he's
custody.
Stick a fork into him. He's done.
Stick Bubba in him because he's getting it.
Oh, no. He's going to get, quote unquote, protected custody.
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
Me?
Yeah, but bro. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Like at the end of the day.
I hate your stinking guts.
I hope that you rot in prison. The guy is going to be held on $75,000 in bail.
$75,000?
And
too little.
And,
too little.
And I
too
think
little.
It's. I think that is too little. In the meantime, what do you call it? I appreciate all you guys for tuning in, as always, to Within Brimskin. We appreciate you. Make sure you also check us out on the Grindhouse Radio, 7 p.m. Thursday nights. Eastern Standard Time. You get Zambo, myself, the rest of the crew. And again, thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And we'll be hanging again with you next week.